Let me start off with a question. How'd you sleep? You know, something you get asked, you know, every now and then from friends or family member or your significant other is, how did you sleep? Not that well? Well, you know what? You're in the right place. Today, I'm going to go into a little bit of three kind of key terms that I use to help me think about how I'm going to sleep better. And there are three practices that I use in order to improve my quality of winding down and getting to sleep. So if that's of interest to you, then you're in the right place. If not, well, see ya. So focus in and let's have a chat. Jumbo, my friends. I'm Coach Zo, or the Coach Zo you know, and this is What the Foss, a podcast where I focus on answering different questions that have to do with both your physicality and your mentality in order for you to move the way that you want to move and do the things that you want to do. But in order to move the way that you want to move and do things that you want to do, we need to make sure we are hitting a couple different areas. Some of those areas are what you eat, stress management, and how you sleep. And it's kind of, if you can work on eating, sleeping, and managing your stress really well, well, the rest of the movement and the other things that you're trying to practice usually go a lot better. But sleep is sometimes one of those mysterious things that we can't seem to control the right way, or we think that we've done everything right, but then all of a sudden after we sleep, we think, man, well, I barely slept at all, even though I tried to take the time to make sure I had 8 hours to sleep, and where most people get much less than that, you know? So I wanted to go over kind of three specific terms and basically working on some kind of tips in order to improve your sleep quality. And these are specifically going to be focusing on some of the things that I do and I attempt to practice to do on my way right before I go to sleep. So the three terms that I wanted to go over with you are, so you can remember yourself, is resolve, reading or reflecting, and relax. So resolve, reflect, relax. But let's focus on resolve first. When I'm thinking of resolve, basically it's shutting everything down or having a resolution come to things. Now, you're not able to figure out everything every single day, right? And everything can't always have a resolution. What I mean more by this is if you are trying to sleep and you're like, oh man, I can't sleep. And so all of a sudden you like take your phone out and you start just scrolling endlessly on that or try to find something to occupy your time until you sleep. It's actually inhibiting how quickly you'll get asleep and also the overall quality of your sleep. And it comes down to that it suppresses basically your melatonin production. Melatonin, again, is a hormone that is released in the body when your body starts to get tired and it starts to wind down to sleep. We like melatonin. We want melatonin when we are trying to rest, relax, in order for us to recharge. But cortisol is usually raised when we are looking more at our screens and our devices and different things that kind of take our attention. And if cortisol increases, usually melatonin doesn't really have the space and isn't able to basically produce and isn't able to do its job. So we're not able to wind ourselves down. So by resolve, I mean whatever interest that you have in your phone, whatever text message, whatever email, whatever show you're watching on Netflix, this, if you're trying to get better sleep and get into a better state of sleep, winding that down anywhere from 30 to 60 minutes before you're actually laying down to try to sleep is going to help with that overall level and help with those melatonin amounts. So that first one is thinking about resolving your technology. But let's say if you're winding down here and you turn off that technology beforehand, you brush your teeth, you do whatever before sleeping, and you get to bed and you're like, you know what? Still not tired. It's still not working for me. I'm trying to sleep, but I can't. The second one is reading or reflecting. Now, with reading or reflecting, what do I mean by this? Well, I mean that when you are trying to wind down to sleep, I know myself, when I'm trying to wind down to sleep, I sometimes have a lot of different things on my mind from the day. Being a fitness business owner, I have a lot of things that roll through my head about my business as I'm winding down through the day. If something happened that day, maybe that's what I'm hyperfixated on. You know, it's one of those times where it all of a sudden gets quiet and then your thoughts start to try to take over. And one thing that has helped me out is either journaling in that case, or it's more of just reading in general. Now, if I'm journaling, which this is a good practice to have, it's basically the way I want you to go about journaling is I don't want you to put in, okay, well, today I ate breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and then I decided I was going to watch the football game. Like, it doesn't need to be something boring to read, but also you don't need this big, complex novel, right? Basically, the way I want you to think about journaling is if you and I were sitting down, let's say we caught up and we decided to meet up for coffee or something like that, and we were sitting there and I looked at you and I said, hey, how are things going? Like, truly, like, how are you feeling? How did today go? Then that's the answer I want you to give. It's not just like a, oh, today was fine, nothing major. I want you to try to go into, well, today, you know, I had this person say this to me. It didn't feel great. Why did I react that way to it? Or you can say, you know what, today went really well. I got to spend time with family at this dinner and we had a good time doing this. Just something to get those thoughts out of your mind and onto paper, right? Not onto your phone in your notes section, but onto a physical journal book with a pen or pencil. Writing it out that way can really help get those thoughts out of your mind. I also do this with a to-do list. You know, I'm trying to make a to-do list for the next day, usually somewhere within the last hour before I go to bed. That way I'm not thinking about tasks that I have to then go and do the next day. They're all on that list. I can blank those out of my mind. My mind's a lot quieter. But if you're not much of a journaler or this practice is kind of tough for you, the other thing I would say is reading. If you have some paperback book, something that doesn't have some blue light emitting sort of phone screen that you're reading off of, trying something like this where it doesn't take a lot of your attention to read, but something like that can really help kind of calm your mind down and take your thoughts off the day and really kind of get you to start to wind down and relax. For example, I'm reading this book right now that somebody gave to me by David Grohl, who's the lead singer for the band Foo Fighters. And, you know, it's not something that has to do with my job. It's not anything that has to do with, like, my daily life. It's something that's either fiction or nonfiction. That's a totally different story that I can just kind of push off everything else that's on my mind and just focus on that story right before I sleep. One of these two practices, right, for reading or reflecting on your day can really help you kind of wind your mind down in that case. The third bit is relax, and specifically for this, relaxing from tension. Now, sometimes if I'm really sore from a lot of running or working out or whatever I did that day, I am going to get some stretches before I try to sleep. A couple of these example areas to stretch would be things around your glutes and hips. You know, if you're sitting down all day, your hips can be really tight. So stretching those out before you lie down on your back or your front or your side, however you sleep. It's good to stretch out around your hips. It's good to also stretch out around your lats, which are basically these side muscles that kind of support your back. Because that can kind of be tight and tense throughout different areas in the day, really just to kind of like open yourself up, stretch yourself out before you're laying in a position for, you know, 6 to 8 hours, however much you're able to sleep. So getting some good stretches that way. If you want any stretches for something like this, you can always reach out to me again through my website, fossmovement.com, or on any of my social medias, and I can get those to you. But otherwise, from whenever this is posted, probably the next week, I'll just release some quick video on social media that gives a few of these wind down stretches that I happen to do. So getting those stretches in really helps to kind of get everything relaxed so that you can get in a more comfortable position to fall asleep. And along with that, one of the things I kind of do if I'm really, this is kind of a weird one, but you know, I'm a weird guy. If I'm trying to fall asleep and things kind of still feel like I'm not able to relax or I'm a little restless, what I do, and this is, I don't know if this is some backed up trick or study thing, but it's what I do and what kind of works sometimes. I try to take all of my muscles, like take my hands, clench them into fists, flex my arms, flex abs, legs, chest, everything that I can do. And I try to hold that for a solid like 10 seconds or so. And then right after those 10 seconds, I just go like 3, 2, 1. And then I just let everything go. And I just try to relax all of it at the same time. It's kind of a weird trick that way, but if you go from how all that tension to then all of a sudden relaxing everything and just trying to lay in that same position, that's tended to work for me. You can try that out. If that works for you, let me know. But that's just a fun little one I wanted to throw in there. But if you're trying to fall asleep, you need to think about what you were doing before you actually fall asleep. But to recap, you want to resolve. And that means having resolutions, shutting everything down when it comes to your technology, because we want to help those melatonin levels. We want to read or reflect through journaling or just reading some book that maybe has nothing to do with our normal day-to-day practice. And the last one is to relax. Relaxing some of that tension that we might have in our body, if that's stretching around the hips, a little bit around the back, a little bit throughout, you know, like your chest, just the areas that are usually tight for you, or if you have some sit down job or you do a lot of activity, just getting a few minutes to get a little bit of extra stretch wind down before you get to bed. If you go for these kind of three things, so going for resolve, reading or reflecting, and relax, then you should, in theory, have a better night's sleep. And I hope that's helpful for you, because I've gotten this question a few times from people about really sort of the wind down routine and getting into a quicker and better lasting sleep pattern. So practicing these things each night, whether it's been a rush day or whether it's a quiet day, will be the best way for success, because building up these habits will get your body in a routine. And guess what? Your body likes routines. It likes when things are done at certain times. It helps to tell your body, oh, okay, we're doing these actions. Well, we're going to start to release more melatonin. We're going to try to get more into this sleep kind of stage. Hopefully that helps you. If you have any questions for me, again, you can reach out on social media. My Instagram's @Foss_movement, or you can reach out on Facebook. Also, just through my website is easy to @FossMovement.com. Otherwise, my friends, take chances, make mistakes, and remember to improve your sleep quality, because sleep leads to better success, and that can lead to overall better actions and a better quality of life. Talk to you soon.